welcome to Real Estate Right Now, where we talk about real estate matters that matter to you. We are live here from Linda Craft Team Studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, part of the Greater Research Triangle Park. And today's show is for those of you who ever wondered what it's like to join a real estate team. I mean, what should I know? What's it like? And what if you're brand new to real estate? What is that like? All right, because I think there's a lot of you out there who love real estate. I mean, most people do. They absolutely love it. But then at the same time, they go, okay, maybe I want to do this as a career, but I'm not really sure. What is it really like to do that? Well, today's show, I have Sophie LaPierre with Linda Craft Team Realtors.
Hello.
And she's brand new.
Yes.
To real estate. And this is her first real estate team.
Yep.
And we're going to help you go through what she's going to go through. Right. So, well, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I am so excited about just being on here, getting to share a little bit. And yeah.
Awesome. All right. So, all right. You're in your early 20s.
Yep.
And what was the appeal to want to get into real estate?
Before, I'll give you a little bit of background. Before I had started real estate, I had a remote job. And I am a very big people person. I love being around others. I love helping people. I get energy from other people. Having a community is really big and important for me. So having my remote job where I didn't really have a community, where I wasn't out, I wasn't interacting with people, kind of gave me a little bit of a wake-up call to take action. And real estate was really appealing to me because I love people. I knew that this was a job that I could kind of, I don't want to say build my own schedule because I'm doing real estate 24/7, but that's what I love about it. The fact that this is something that I love and enjoy and can, I get to do it every day. And so it was appealing that I was able to meet new people, go out, get my hands dirty, work with others, help others, and kind of build my own schedule and be able to do that day in and day out.
Yeah, I think there is, I have said that real estate's kind of like rust. It never sleeps.
Yeah.
But there is some truth though to, you know, you do get to kind of control it.
Right. Right.
I mean, you do kind of pick and choose, you know, how much you want to be, how much of your day you want to give to it.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, even though it doesn't stop. Go ahead.
Exactly. No. And I've always been a schedule oriented person. So I feel like it works really well for me that I'm able to say, you know, okay, I'm going to get up at this time every morning and I'm going to do a workout. And then at 8 a.m., I'm going to start doing the calls that I need to do. Then after that, I'm going to get the emails done that I need to do. Then I'm going to go view this new home community. Then I'm going to have a showing with this other agent on the team and I'm going to learn from them. And then I'm going to join a buyer presentation with another agent. Like I just kind of get to hop around and do a bunch of different things throughout the day. Right. And since I am such a goal-oriented person as well, it's kind of easy for me to keep going and be like, okay, so I did this and this today. What else can I do today to get to the goals that I'm trying to reach?
Okay. So now you join a team.
Yes.
And what were some of the things you were thinking about in terms of joining a team? What is it that you were looking for? What is that you hope for? What is it that you wanted out of a team?
Yeah. So my family knew a couple of real estate agents. So while I was getting my license, I set up a lot of meetings with them, the real estate agents that I knew from my hometown, just kind of getting their advice, picking their brains, like, what does your day-to-day look like? Because I mean, I was taking my real estate class, trying to get my license, but I didn't really know exactly what to expect. So I was like, you know, is this something that I really want to invest time in? And I spoke to a lot of people and a lot of them, almost every single one of them said, you know, it's important that you have a good mentor on your team because you're going to get this license. But then after you get the license, there's so much more for you to learn that outside of your licensing. So you want someone to be there with you and kind of walk you through things and be able to not necessarily hold your hand, but to teach you things. And you want a good mentor. So whenever I was looking for a firm, I was definitely looking for a firm where I knew I was going to get mentorship. I wanted a smaller firm and I wasn't necessarily looking for people that were my age. I wanted to work with people that had experience and knew what they were doing, because obviously I'm always looking for friends.
Right, right.
But I was like, you know, it kind of occurred to me, and some of the other real estate agents that I talked to were saying, you know, you're going to learn from people that have been in the business. You're not necessarily going to learn from, you know, a 25-year-old that's been in the business for 6 months, which I agree with, because, you know, I've been in real estate about 6 months and I still feel like I have so much to learn. I've learned so much, but I don't feel necessarily confident that I would want a super new person getting advice from me, because I want advice from someone that's been in here and seen the ins and outs of everything.
Okay. By the way, great. That's pretty cool. That was really cool. The mentorship is really big because I'm a coach.
Yeah.
Right. But I believe in mentorship because I believe that not only is a mentor supposed to teach you things, but it's supposed to be a person who you can ask things of.
Yes.
Right. And they got to be available. Right. And so I think that's such an important aspect of mentorship, is not just that they teach you, but that they can absorb your questions.
Yes.
And be able to respond to them. So I that's awesome. All right. So then you get here.
Yes.
What were some of your concerns or perhaps fears when you were, you know, thought about, oh gosh, I'm going to get into real estate? What were some of those things that maybe crossed your mind?
I guess, since I am in my early 20s, something that really in the beginning was, you know, I want people to take me seriously. That was something really big for me. And I feel like I get told all the time, people are like, you look really young. And I'm like, thank you. But I want, you know, because I'm just, obviously I have so much to learn, but I have a real estate license just like every other real estate agent does. I went through the schooling and the knowledge process to get to where I am. So I am knowledgeable. I do know what I'm doing. And so even though I am younger, just making sure that people take me seriously. I want people to, you know, trust me and want to work with me, even though I am on the younger side. So that was probably one of the bigger things that I was like, you know, I also didn't know a ton of people my age getting into real estate. I think it's starting to become more popular.
I agree.
But whenever I first started considering it, I really didn't know that many people trying to get into it. And so I was like, you know, I want people to take me seriously because this is something I'm passionate about and that I know a lot about. So,
yeah. So this is interesting that you say this, because I work with some other real estate agents and a young lady is about your age.
Okay.
And she says the exact same thing.
Yeah.
She says to me, she says, I just want people to take me seriously.
Yeah.
I have done all the work.
Right.
I've done all the education like everybody else has.
Yeah.
Maybe I haven't been in the business as long, but I really do know what I'm doing.
Here. Right. Right.
I know how to fill out a contract.
Yeah. I'm like, trust me, I got educated in all of these things. I know what I'm doing.
Right,
I do.
right. And I think it's not, I think, you know, what I told her, and I'll tell you this too, is it's not that I don't think people take you seriously. I think what happens is they just haven't seen you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're new. You know, the experienced agents, they've just been around.
Yeah.
It's not that they really, do they know more? Maybe they know a little bit more.
Right.
But there's only so much you can really, I mean, I know it's not completely this way, but there's, right? You know where I'm going with this?
I get what you're saying. Like every transaction is going to be a little different.
Right.
So even the most experienced people are going to come across things that they've never seen before.
Right.
You know, like it is, I do enjoy learning from all of the older, more experienced agents on my team, but there's still going to be things that I experience that people haven't ever experienced before, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would just say to you, you know, I think it's a matter of, you know, and I would say this to anybody who's interested in it. You have to kind of get your presence known.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because your card says realtor.
Yeah.
Right. Which means that you went to school, means that you've passed everything else. And by the way, you're provisional broker.
Right.
But it's going to say broker.
Right.
Because that's the way the state of North Carolina works, is that in 2 years you have to become a broker, which means that technically, if you do the extra work, you could technically also become a broker in charge.
Right. Right.
Of a company.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying that it's I don't think it's age. I think it's just that they haven't seen you around enough.
Yeah.
I would say.
I do agree with that. I agree with that.
I think that's.
And I think it is so important. We've also talked a lot on this team about, you know, putting yourself out there, meeting people mm-hmm. in the community, doing things to better your community, just to reach people, to mm-hmm. get out there, let people know who you are, let people know that you're willing to help and you're willing to work with them, that you know so much about the city. What also just drew me here is that I love Raleigh. I love Raleigh so much. I think it's the best place to live. I just think you're close to the beach, you're close to the mountains, the city. Yeah. There's so much to do here. There's so many smaller cities outside of Raleigh if you don't want to be in the big city. You know, there's just, I think this is a great area for people my age, for people starting families, for people that have grown with their families. Like, I just think everyone can find a home here. And so this was also a big draw for me.
And the Linda Craft team is local.
Yes. Yeah.
It's completely local. It's not associated with the national brand. It's completely local, and it's been around for, you know, 39 years.
Yeah.
Now, right. So it's been around for a long time. All right. So what were some of the things, Sophie?
Yeah.
That you wish you would have known that you didn't know when you came into, now that you've known, that you wish you'd known before you came out of real estate?
That's hard. I feel like I'm constantly learning new things every day.
Okay.
I guess whenever this kind of goes back to what I said earlier, but no transaction is the same. And I feel like whenever I was going through my licensing, going through my classes, I was like, okay, you know, this is the general outline of, you know, how things are going to go. And then I'm starting to get into real estate and I'm like, so that is the general outline, but a lot of things happen. A lot of people have very specific, we need this, we want this, right. You know, it's much, I don't even want to say, because sometimes people will be like, I know exactly what I want. I want to purchase this house. Let's go, let's do it. But it is a process and there is so much to learn along the way. And sometimes, you know, I've had people reach out to me that are like, okay, I want to start looking now. And we look at some properties and then they're like, you know what? Let's wait until summer. I think, you know, so people just, there are so many, you can learn a basis of what to expect, mm-hmm. but it's going to be different every time, which is, and that I don't want to say surprised me because I knew that, but it's been something that has been really cool to me that even has reinforced it's going to be different every day. And yeah. I like that. That's what I like about it.
You know, it's interesting. You know, we both went to college.
Yeah.
Right. And we both have the books and we've read. Right.
Right.
And we were studying to go into, like, I was going into psychology. And when I went to practice psychology, none of the book stuff that I read was anywhere close to what I was really doing.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, okay. Yeah. There was some basic stuff. I get it. This is what we're going to do in psychology. But when it practically came down to it, it was just very unique.
Right.
Every situation was different. Every person was different. It was not cut and dried like they told me.
Right.
What I read in the books. Right. And it was like taking theory and putting it into application.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And you are learning. It's like your eyes are wide open. You go, oh, well, I didn't see that coming. They didn't talk about that.
Right.
They didn't talk about that.
Like, where was this in the book?
That was not in real estate school. They did not say exactly. This in real estate. That was not a question on the test. I would remember that question. It wasn't a question on the test. So then it comes down to now that you're doing the real estate mm-hmm. and you're interacting with people and you're showing people houses and you're doing those type of things and you're answering phones for people who call in yep. and want questions about real estate. Where do you think your challenge is now as you're doing real estate, as you're actively in it?
Yeah, I think also, and I said this a little bit earlier, like real estate for me is going 24/7 kind of mm-hmm. like I'm always, and I love it. And so it doesn't feel like I'm working 24/7, obviously,
right.
But I feel like that has been an adjustment for me to always kind of, I mean, I'll be hanging out with my friends. They're like, what's the real estate market doing? Like I'll tell someone, you know, I'll be talking to someone at dinner and they'll be like, oh, what do you do? I'm like, oh, I'm a real estate agent. And they're like, oh, okay, cool. And then they're asking me questions. Right. And it's all the time. And I love it. But I feel like that has been a big adjustment too. And being able, you know, sometimes people ask me, just off the wall questions, and I have to be able to like know enough about where the market is and just use my knowledge that I've built up. And the team has been, I couldn't have asked for a better team, because they all do a great job of also, you know, just informing each other of like, okay, well, I just saw this and this about interest rates and blah, 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 read this article. So I'm constantly getting new information from them, or just through training with people, that really helps me as well.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting that once you get into this business, that everybody wants to tap your brain for what's really going on in the market?
Right.
Right. Like, you know, every segment of every part of the market, right?
Yes.
So what's going on? What's going on in South Raleigh? What's going on in North Raleigh? What's the interest rates doing? What do you think is going to happen? And then they want your predictions.
Right.
So what do you think is going to happen as interest rates drop? Do you think interest rates are going to continue to drop? What do you think is going to happen? Right. Like, you're all of a sudden, you become this guru.
Yes.
Right. Which, by the way, kind of really does say they're taking you seriously.
Yes. Yeah, I do agree.
Right. In a way, right. They're taking you seriously because they are picking your brain for information. But I think it also says something about how, you know, this is your profession, how you have to stay on top of so many things.
Yes. 100%.
Right. Because it's more than just putting people in a car, showing them houses,
right?
Looking up houses. It's knowing what's going on.
Yeah. And I mean, people see Selling Sunset, all those shows on Netflix, and you watch that and you get a snippet of, okay, this person gets a call on the phone. They wear a cute outfit. They go out, meet the person. They show them the house. They want to buy the $12 million house. Whoop, commission check. That's it. You know, like, and that's just not
right.
How realistically it goes. Right. And so it really is like, that's what I mean by it's 24/7. You know, we were talking before this about how, you know, I wake up, I'll make coffee. Then I'm like, okay, what's going on around me? Like, let me just see, like, where are the interest rates sitting? Where is what's happening in the Raleigh area? What's going on? Because you have to stay on top of those things. And those things are always changing, and real estate is always changing. Yes. So,
yeah. And then, of course, you know, in our state, you know, we have a lot of unique things that other states don't have. So people who move here, and there's a lot of people moving here.
Yes.
Right. People who move here, we have a different way of doing real estate. And so, you know, then it's re-educating them.
Right.
But that's not the way it works. Right. And so there's these other nuances that you have to deal with, because, you know, as if you're dealing with people in the state, it's one thing
who've
lived here. But when you get people out of state, that now all of a sudden you become an educator.
Yeah. And we get a lot of people that'll reach out to Linda Craft team wanting to relocate.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like that's a big group of people that will reach out to us. So then it is, like you said, not being able to only know myself, but being able to explain to people, you know, this, as the transaction moves forward, these are things you have to put down. These are deposits. These are, you know, what to expect during this, and this stage, just so not only I know that, but they know that, because you're right, it is different from state to state.
Yeah. So now that you've kind of got a few steps into this thing, right? What is the future? What do you think the future looks like for you in terms of how you see yourself in real estate going down the road, say in the next year or the next 5 years?
Yeah, I definitely just want to get as much, I don't want to say practice, but I want to get as much in and soak as much knowledge and information as I can throughout this next year. Because like I said, I know so much, but there's still so much left to learn. So within this next year, I see growth, a lot of growth, and just staying consistent with the things I'm putting into action, just staying consistent with reaching out to people, being in the community, shadowing people, just doing everything that I can to grow and to learn, because I think this is going to be a really pivotal year for me, because this is going to be my first, you know, full year with a real estate license. I'm going to soak in as much as I can. So I try not to be like, you know, I want to have I want to have this many transactions, and I want to do da-da-da-da-da. Like, I just want to learn, and I really want to help people, and I want to be the best real estate agent that I can be this year. And so that's kind of my goals for this year and where I see it going.
Okay. So if you were, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Good for you. If you were to give advice to someone who is thinking about joining a real estate team and thinking about getting into it, what advice would you give to someone?
I would say do it because that's my main advice, especially with this team. I feel like this team has helped me not only grow in my real estate knowledge, but like in my personal growth as well. There has been so much emphasis on taking care of yourself and being the best version of yourself and gratitude and just all the good things, being the best person that you can be. I feel like joining this team has not only helped me in real estate and really tap into something that I've been wanting to try for a while, but also kind of tap into myself and learn so much about myself and allow myself to grow individually kind of outside of real estate. So I would say do it. I always just say follow your dreams, you know, try something. You have no idea how it's going to work out, but it's going to work out exactly how it's supposed to. And this has been such a great experience for me. And I say, just go for it. Because the worst thing that happens is that, you know, you decide, oh, well, this isn't for me. And then you're one step closer to being where you're supposed to be. Or you do it and you're like, this is exactly where I'm supposed to be. I love this. You know, like, I just don't see anything as a loss. It's always just a win for you. And yeah. That's kind of what I have to say. Just go for it.
I love that. We've done pretty much our time.
Okay.
Which goes really, really fast.
I know. I feel like we've been here for 30 seconds.
I told you. TV time just is very different.
It's like a black hole.
It is. It just happens. People want to get a hold of you. Mm-hmm. And if they want to contact you, maybe they go. Okay. Well, first of all, you can contact her maybe because they want to do real estate with you.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, she claps. But then maybe somebody who is watching the show says, hey, you know what? I'd like to ask you some more questions about getting into real estate. Would you be willing to take that?
Oh, 100%.
So I'll tell them how they can get a hold of you.
I'm trying to think. You guys can email me.
Yeah.
My email is sophie@lindacraft.com, S-O-P-H-I-E @lindacraft.com. I'll respond to emails. I'm trying to think. I have Instagram.
Okay.
Sophie_NC Realty is my Instagram.
Awesome.
Feel free to reach out whenever. I would love to talk to any new people thinking about doing real estate, anyone wanting to engage in a real estate transaction, anything. I am open.
That's awesome. You've been fantastic.
Thank you. So have you.
That's so awesome. Thanks. Stay with me.
Okay.
Folks, it's the show. And you know what? I say to you every week, you had a lot of choices. You chose us. Thank you for doing that. And you know what? If you're watching us on YouTube, which you may be, give us a thumbs up. That'd be pretty awesome. And wherever you listen to the show on podcast, why don't you give us a 5-star review and a positive review, wherever you that may be, whether it's iTunes, Spotify, wherever that may be, because we're on all of them. So please do that as well. And for all of you watching on DBTV, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Tell them you love the show. And also write us back and tell us what you'd like to hear. We'd love to do what you want to see because, after all, these are real estate matters that matter to you. All right. So as I say to you all over the world, you know what that is? And that is ciao, everybody.
I want it all. Yeah, I want everything. It ain't worth living if you're dreaming small. Living if you're dreaming small.